great wrestling fans. This is Southern Dynamite here with you with another great week of Pro Wrestling America coming to you from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. Last week, after his loss of the Interstate 74 title, Vampire Warrior decided not to renew his contract and has given up the rest of his contract to not wrestle in the PWA anymore. But to replace him, this is a replacement, we have Dangerous Doug Gilbert signing on. So we have his return to the PWA and to Hot Stuff and Hyatt International coming up this week. And also, Bradshaw of the Acolytes has signed a contract extension as well. Now, in recent weeks, the Southern Rockers have had their fair share of attention. We've had issues with the Stud Stable over multiple weeks. Last week, they won the Illinois Tag Team titles. This week, we have the Stud Stable and the Southern Rockers facing off in singles matches. We have Dangerous Doug Gilbert in the ring. We have the Nightmares and the Rock and Roll RPMs on tap. We have the Illinois Heavyweight title on the line as Bunkhouse Buck gets his automatic rematch against Terry Taylor for the title. And then our main event tonight is the American Heavyweight Champion, Macho Man Randy Savage, facing off against Gentleman Chris Adams, a man who has had a lot of success here in the PWA in his own right. A lot of it, yes, being in the tag team division. But again, I believe he is a four-time tag team champion in the PWA and a different partner all four times. So, I mean, there's something about him, isn't there? All right, we start off the card with those singles matches involving the Southern Rockers, the Illinois Tag Team Champions, and the Stud Stable. First off, Robert Fuller facing off against Steve Dahl. And Fuller and Dahl have a good match to start off our episode. Dahl has the match in hand. He climbs the turnbuckle for a flying elbow drop, but Fuller rose out of the way. Fuller takes over the match from that point and gets the pin with a pile driver in a time of 9 minutes, 51 seconds. Your winner is the Tennessee Stud, Robert Fuller. Next match has the other side of it. Jimmy Golden facing off against Rex King. And they have a decent match. The match is not on par with their tag team partner's match, though. The Stud Stable gets a clean sweep in the matches as Golden pins King after clotheslining him with a chain in a time of 6 minutes, 6 seconds. So you have the Stud Stable going 2-0 this week against the Southern Rockers. Are they wanting to use this as a jumping off point to get a title shot for the Illinois tag team titles? They've made a decent statement today, I will tell you. All right, next match. Gauntlet match. Curtis Thompson facing off against Stevie Ray. And Curtis gets the pin in about 4 minutes with his feet on the ropes. But Jerry Calhoun sees it and restarts the match. Stevie Ray takes control of the match after Curtis has a little tantrum. And cleanly pins Curtis after a superplex in a time of 12 minutes, 59 seconds. So now round 2 of Curtis Thompson, Stevie Ray goes to Stevie Ray as well. Now we have the triumphant return of Dangerous Doug Gilbert, returning to the PWA to rejoin Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. When Eddie asked him who he wanted to face first, he answered he wanted a shot at Wild Card. The two have a magnificent match. The crowd isn't necessarily in Doug's corner, but they seem to be fed up with Wild Card. Maybe we need to look at repackaging this guy again. Doug gets the pin after reversing the Joker's Wild into a backdrop driver in a time of 11 minutes, 48 seconds. So what about that? Do we repackage Jeff Farmer again? We brought him in as the NWO Sting after the legitimate Sting left and went to Big Time Wrestling. We repackaged him as Wild Card with kind of more of a let's just have some fun with the gimmicks, but it doesn't seem to be going very far anymore. So maybe we need to do something else with Farmer. But that's coming up down the road. We'll see. All right, next match. Nightmares versus the Rock and Roll RPMs. But the match can't even get started. The Stud Stable attacks the Nightmares as they make their way down to the ring. Precious tosses a handful of powder into Michelle's eyes before tossing her into the ring steps. The RPMs come down to the ring to break up the brawl between the other two tag teams. In the midst of the melee, the teams slated to face each other are working together. Tommy Lane and Danny Davis toss Golden over the guardrail. Mike Davis and Ken Wayne spike Fuller into the concrete floor with the pile driver. Wayne helps Mike back to his feet, but Mike whips Wayne into the ring steps before rolling him into the ring. Jerry Calhoun calls for the bell as Mike slides into the ring. Mike and Wayne start to brawl inside the ring. When their tag team partners see that the match has started, they get to the ring and take their positions in their respective corners. All four men have great moments in the match. Mike picks up Danny in a scoop slam, but Danny's legs knock Nick Patrick down. While Patrick is down, the Stud Stable attacks both teams. The Stud Stable takes Danny over the top rope with the double clothesline. The RPMs dropkick the Stud Stable from behind, sending them out of the ring. Mike climbs the turnbuckle. As Danny gets back to his feet, Lane sends Mike across the ring and a rocker launcher onto him. Nick Patrick gets up and makes the pinfall count. Your winners are the Rock and Roll RPMs, Tommy Lane and Mike Davis, in a time of 10 minutes, 42 seconds. Next match has Too Cold Scorpio and Al Perez. In this latest edition of the feud between former members of the Heenan family, Scorpio and Perez face off in a must-see battle. However, the match doesn't quite live up to the hype. Maybe if Bobby Heenan were still around. But he isn't around. They have to find their way through the PWA without him. Scorpio tries to get an advantage with his aerial moves. Scorpio goes for a springboard hurricanrana, but Perez counters it with a powerbomb that he transitions into a Boston Crab. Scorpio manages to get to the ropes, but Perez keeps him grounded. Scorpio gets another opportunity to create some space, but Perez hotshots him into the turnbuckle before making Scorpio submit to the spinning toehold in a time of 10 minutes, 59 seconds. Your winner is the Latin heartthrob, Al Perez. Now we get to the other side of that tag team brawl inside the Heenan family as Terry Taylor defends the Illinois heavyweight title against former champion Bunkhouse Buck. In his automatic rematch for losing the Illinois title 3 weeks ago, Buck has plans to regain the title. However, those plans are counteracted by his own manager. Terry and Buck were having a great match until Buck whips Terry into the ropes. Jones pulls the top rope down behind Tommy Young's back. Terry falls to the floor. Buck starts to go out after him, but Jones tells him to stay in the ring. Young counts Terry out. Buck wins the match, but Terry gets to keep the title. Your winner is Bunkhouse Buck by countout in a time of 18 minutes, 5 seconds. Buck is furious with Jones. Like Vampire Warrior last week, Buck unleashes his wrath on Jones. The Moondogs come out to rescue their manager, but the Heatseekers attack them from behind. The Moondogs and the Heatseekers battle in the aisle as Buck bludgeons Jones in the ring. Terry leaves the ring with the title belt, but he doesn't leave unscathed. He gets nailed by Spot on the way up the aisle. With Jones a bloody mess in the ring, Buck chases Terry up the aisle. When Terry gets back to his feet from his shot from Spot, Buck tackles him at the edge of the entrance ramp. Buck drags him up the entrance ramp by his feet and then catapults him off the entrance ramp into the electrical equipment. Buck stands on top of the entrance ramp with the Illinois heavyweight title belt high above his head. The crowd gives a big pop. Buck drops the belt on top of Terry's body. So Bunkhouse Buck gets the win in his rematch. But Terry Taylor is still your Illinois heavyweight champion. All thanks to Paul Jones. I think Paul Jones is kind of destroying his own army. Vampire Warrior last week. Bunkhouse Buck this week. I mean, who does he have left? I mean, quite honestly, he has the Moondogs, Grappler, who hasn't been around very much lately, and Nikita Koloff. I mean, still a good stable to have, but really? You want to get rid of Vampire Warrior and Bunkhouse Buck out of that group? I mean, they weren't nothing but additions to that group. But again, that's Paul Jones for you. He doesn't really do things the way you think he ought to do them. Next match, another highly anticipated match, Jerry the King Lawler facing off against Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. And they look to have a great match. However, 2 minutes into the match, Alexandra motions for Garvin to leave the ring. As in a trance, Garvin leaves the ring and follows Alexandra back up the aisle. Lawler and Calhoun look dumbfounded as they try to figure out what is going on. Calhoun counts Garvin out. Lawler gets his hand raised, but he is not happy about the situation. I'm sure this is not the last we are going to see with Jerry Lawler and Jimmy Garvin. But Lawler gets the win by countout in a time of 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Now we get to the main event. The American Heavyweight Champion in a non-title match against Gentleman Chris Adams. Chris comes down to the ring with Alexandra. Alexandra tells the fans that the computer shows Chris winning the match in 22 minutes. Savage comes out to his typical pomp and circumstance, pun still completely intended. He grabs the microphone and tells Alexandra that he doesn't need a computer to know that he will win the match well before the 22-minute mark. As the match progresses, Savage has a hard time putting Chris away. The fans are on their feet through the whole match. The fans are split between the wrestlers. Savage has the match won with a Russian leg sweep in the middle of the ring. Savage climbs the turnbuckle for the flying elbow drop, but Chris gets to his feet and tosses Savage off the turnbuckle. As Savage gets back to his feet, Chris nails him with the super kick for the pin in a time of 22 minutes, 36 seconds. The computer, not wrong. What a great push Gentleman Chris Adams is getting in the PWA right now. He has beaten both the American Heavyweight Champion, Macho Man Randy Savage, and the number one contender for the American Heavyweight title, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, in the last few weeks. I can see him getting a title shot real soon, but I can also see other wrestlers getting in the way as well. For that, you're going to have to stay tuned for next week. Until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.